She's gonna be
late.
A good girl. She's real smart.
Call. Roll call.
Murphy?
Here.
Puffo? Ping?
Here.
Morris?
Here.
Stuber?
Here.
Perry?
Here.
Trulo?
Here.
Alright, if you want to join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we welcome you to remain standing as we pray. Father, we come to you today and we ask you for your wisdom to discern the right answers for the issues facing us tonight. Lord, we thank you for the hearts of the people being heard. And Father, we thank you for the best outcomes for the village of Tolono to come forth from this meeting tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, we'll turn the meeting over to Mark for a few minutes.
Yeah, well, actually less than that.
Okay.
So there was a notice that we had published in the paper and sent to property owners relating to property that everybody kind of refers to as being near Central and East River Streets. And that's pertaining to a zoning change and some other requests. Planning and Zoning Committee met just before your meeting, and they voted to continue their hearing until September 18th because they want some additional input from the developer. Your choices are to go ahead and have a hearing tonight, or you could just continue that hearing until the 18th, and that way you'd be able to consider the input from that committee at that point, which is what my recommendation is, but that's only a recommendation. The board does what the board wants to do.
Is this something we have to vote on?
It's not an agenda item, so I think that if we just make the announcement and I'll tape something up in the window on the building, okay, that'll be sufficient. We're not taking any action on it. I'm just trying to avoid us having to put more ads in the newspaper.
Okay. Anybody have a problem with that?
September 18th?
Yep.
Yeah. Is that our regular meeting anyway?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mark.
Yep.
All right. Do we have any public comments?
Yes.
You can pass that on.
Oh, sorry.
All right, Mr. Grady. Floor is yours.
First of all, let me open by thanking you for rolling back the burn ordinance and restoring some semblance of historical normalcy to our town. Now, new problems. On the 14th of August, I received a letter from the Village of Tolono dated August 10th, 2018, from the Village Board. I'm going to address these questions directly as this is signed to the Village Board, Village of Tolono, and upon asking two separate village employees who inspected my property, I was told Village Board, Village of Tolono. So the questions will be in first person. It said, the Village Board of Trustees has directed that the village undertake a review of village properties to make sure that they are in compliance with the village ordinances. Upon subsequent conversation with the mayor, I was told that this was initiated by a complaint. Just curious, are we doing a overall village review of all of the properties systematically? Or is this a target of a neighborhood complaint? Now, individual line items. First one mentioned is that there is a trailer on the boulevard with expired license plates. I'll move the trailer, it's not even mine. It's parked there because my son's waiting on a title. I'll get him to move it to his property. Although it is parked in a legal parking space, on-street parking, I'm not sure I understand the purpose of the complaint even after reading through the three partial ordinances that were sent me. It also says that there is a green firebird in the yard with expired license plates. Upon going to the Department of Motor Vehicles Secretary of State website, you can find a definition of registration fees as a road use tax. I would like an explanation from the board as to why I should be required to pay a road use tax for a vehicle that is, while an antique and collectible, not being used on the road. Anybody? Oh, it's a serious question. Okay. Moving on. Your ordinance on recreational vehicles. States. Recreational vehicles, no person shall park any semi-trailer, pole trailer, whatever. No more than two recreational vehicles or watercraft may be stored outside at any time. Such vehicles stored on to the side or the front of the principal structure must be on an approved surface for the vehicle, which shall be an approved surface of brick or concrete pavers set into the ground. Dirt, wood, or sod, not permitted. Parking recreational vehicles on gravel is only permitted in the rear yard. I'd just like to ask what the rationale behind that is. Can anybody explain to me if it's okay to park on gravel in the backyard, why not in the front yard? Given that there's a gravel driveway on my home that's going to be unused if I move my recreational vehicle to the backyard and dump another 7 tons of gravel into my dirt.
Have to go back to the ordinance, look at it.
Okay.
Which ordinance is that?
There's the ordinance. Also, the next line of that, after directing that I can go to great expense and build a surface out of pavers to park it in front of my house, it says no recreational vehicle shall be parked forward in the principal structure. So, y'all really need to decide. This ordinance is gobbledygook. It's all over the place. I don't even know how to follow it.
Did you get these out of the zoning?
I got these out of the envelope that was sent to me by the village board. Okay. You. Okay. My third one, and actually my final one, is given that it says that there is debris all over my yard. Okay, I have here the definition of debris. This is actually Wiktionary, but it was the same in all five sites that I checked. Debris is rubble, wreckage, ruins, litter, and discarded garbage, refuse, and trash. The scattered remains of something destroyed by war or other dramatic action. Those were two separate definitions. The first one being what I assume that we're discussing here, being litter and discarded garbage, refuse, and trash. If you could be a little more specific, I would be greatly appreciative because I don't store trash in my yard. As a matter of fact, on the three times when I complained about my previous neighbors keeping a 24-foot auto trailer piled 17 feet high with garbage bags, and I complained to the village office because I was getting rodents and insects out of this garbage pile, I was told, quote, there's nothing we can do about that. Okay. Similar, this ordinance that I handed you states that parking areas to the rear of the home, if they exceed three vehicles, they must have a screen installed. However, 2 weeks ago, when I called the Tolono police, actually my wife called the Tolono police, to complain because my next door neighbors were parking in my rear yard because their parking lot extends to the rear of the property. And there's not enough room for all of the cars, so they park in my yard. I was told, or we were told by the chief of police, that our only remedy is to, and I quote, put up a fence. Okay. I'm going to go back to something you've heard a lot from me. It's called the 14th Amendment. 14th Amendment gives equal protection to all citizens. Given that my neighbor, who has no side yard and no legal access to his rear yard, would be forced to park on his to park an RV or boat, if he were to purchase one, to the front of his property, which may or may not be prohibited by this ordinance, depending on which end of the paragraph that you read, I believe the 14th Amendment would apply. You have to treat everybody equally. If someone calls the police and complains that I have a trailer parked in a legal parking spot on the road, and I get this laundry list from the village of Tolono. Okay, first of all, let's be honest. I admit, my property needs some work. It's not what you say it is, but it needs some work. Okay? However, let's go back. This complaint started because my trailer was blocking traffic. It is an illegal parking space. I know I've parked my dually there for years. Okay? And no complaints. I call the police and complain about people parking on my grass after the rain and rutting it, and I'm told that it's my legal responsibility to put up a fence to keep my neighbors out of my yard. Okay, so in addition to some obvious need of ordinance reform, which I understand the board is engaged in, we just need to hurry up or send them to me. I'll review them and tell you if they stink or not, honestly. So we either need to hurry up and get these started to make sense, or we need to stop enforcement on them until they do make sense. And we also need to do some employee training and get people out there to understand that if you're going to enforce it with one person, you need to enforce it with everybody within the village limits. And that means, you know, I don't care whose best friend they are, or how politically connected they are, how much money they have, or what neighborhood they live in. Board compliance is board, ordinance compliance is ordinance compliance. Make the ordinances make sense, enforce them evenly. Until that happens, I'm going to visit y'all every meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. I'm going to find out about the neighbor thing, the complaint. I'm actually sending that email now to Rick, okay, the chief. All right, anybody else that didn't get that chance to sign up, would anybody else like to speak?
Is there any going to be any more discussion on the zoning, or is that been
on the 18th, from, September 18th, we'll talk about that.
All zoning issues are done. Mm-hmm. Done.
But you're welcome to stay for the rest of this invigorating meeting.
I got one question about that. did that land ever get annexed to the city?
I can't answer. Some of it is and some of it isn't. Apparently, no. I'm getting head shook in the back that no, it's still county.
Well, when you go on the website, it looks like it's out of county.
Yeah, there's a portion there that's county. There's a portion there that's a village. It all needs to be annexed in because it's landlocked anyway.
That was
we just haven't
have
done it.
We're with Kinderwood South Homeowners mm-hmm. Association. When the builders all built our houses, a lot of our sidewalks got busted by the contractors that built the houses. And I don't know what you can do about it. The last builder that built the house on Campbell, he was dragging his feet on getting the dirt out of their backyard. I finally wrote them a letter, and I CC'd and said CC'd on the village of Tolono, and I don't know if that helped push him in, and he went ahead and leveled the dirt. Of course, I also CC'd the homeowners, so they were on the same page. Within a week, you know, the guy jumped in there and leveled the dirt. But I don't know, you know, what, you know, would the city be able to do about all those cracked sidewalks?
As of right now, not. We don't have a lot in our sidewalk fund because we're
right.
Fixing, there's a lot more, there's a lot of sidewalks out there that are a lot
right.
Worse. So we're working on them now. Eventually we'll get to it.
Okay. With your consideration with this property that you're going to put up on River and Central,
okay,
there are no sidewalks to get from west side of Kinderwood to the east side. There's no way to get there without walking right down the middle of Central. or in the ditch. There's nothing there. I know the school would like some sidewalks out there. I don't know how they're gonna get this.
Well, most of the town doesn't have sidewalks,
right.
So most
right.
of the neighborhoods
don't. You don't have a choice. There's
yeah.
Most town, you got sidewalk on one side or the other.
Yeah.
There's no choice, you know, down in Central. And I know a lot of kids would prefer, or some, we'd prefer our kids to walk, to be able to walk to school.
Yeah.
Than have to ride or get driven there.
It is one of the busiest streets in town, too.
It is.
And without sidewalks along there, that is, makes it a little more dangerous. And of course, now if we do add more houses or housing, it's gonna be that much more problematic. Trying to think, there was a house at the back there at the end of Campbell. They just, somebody drove and knocked their fence down.
Several times.
Several times.
Well, not only them, but here recently there was one of the iron gate was knocked down, and that knocked their back patio door. I'm trying to think what street that was. It's right at the end of Campbell. It looked like they drove around. We've had some of our homeowners suggesting speed bumps on Campbell or Allison, and Allison, because they're using our subdivision as a cutoff to get to beat everybody else to the.
So you yeah, the subdivision closest to the high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that happens a lot, and we'll
yes.
we'll set a police officer out there. We've talked to county too, because
okay.
you've got the resource officer, but he leaves at 3 o'clock.
Right.
So we've talked back and forth. We've sent our officers out there, and it's
yeah.
they'll behave when our officer's sitting right there. But no, it isn't. I've seen them.
Yeah.
I've driven out there,
okay.
and it's like it's bad because it's like a race.
Right.
See who can get to the stop
sign. I don't like speed bumps. I drive a big truck, and it don't like speed bumps.
No, and we've got some little cars out there that don't like speed bumps
right.
either.
One of the issues I have with speed bumps is you have to leave it short of the curb or the side of the road for water drainage.
Yeah.
And it, to me, it promotes driving all the way at the edge of the road so you can miss the
yeah.
speed bump with one
they'll
side.
They'll drive
of the
into
car,
their yard is what
which,
they'll do.
And, the side of the road or the sidewalk, you're that much closer to pedestrians.
And that's been a complaint for that since that subdivision's been built. And like we keep sending police officers out there, and I know you guys even offered up driveways for the police officer to set in your driveway and run traffic and stuff, but I'm looking for solutions.
Yeah.
Because it is bad, and that's why we've had those fences taken out, because the kids take it too quick, take that corner too quick.
Right.
So.
That's one of the issues that we would like to see a sidewalk put in there, because I don't live everywhere in town, obviously, you know, but that's a pretty aggressive street.
It is. You're correct.
We had one other suggestion from, I didn't get their name, but they were wanting to put a school bus stop on our half lot. It's right there at Campbell and Bourne.
Well, that would be with the school district, not
right.
us.
Right,
so.
But they were asking us for permission to do it. I don't think you guys would have anything to do with that.
Because we've actually talked in the past about putting up maybe some shelters at the,
right.
But the school, and talking with the school, they're like, well, we change the stops all the time. So they discouraged us from putting up like
putting up a structure.
Like a structure, because at the Village Hall.
Right.
There's a ton of kids that get on the bus right at the Village Hall.
Okay.
And if it's raining, sometimes we let them come into the Village Hall. But then the ladies in the office have a bunch of kids writing on
okay.
the plan, the calendars, and so it's.
That's a good point.
So
yeah.
the bus stops
move that bus
subject
stop.
To change.
Yeah, they're always subject to change. So it's like it's. And so right now you guys have a ton of kids. In 10, 15 years, you might have none.
Maybe not have any enough.
Yeah. It's like our neighborhood's kind of slowly cyclical. So. Anything else?
That's all I have.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Anybody else? All right. All right. Let's get on to the reports. Engineering.
Thank you.
Mr. Grady, what's your address?
401 North James. Actually, technically it would be 401 and 403 North James. It's actually the one we probably pass it around.
This is a bid tab from the water main today. We got a ton of bidders, in my experience, for a project of this size. We have 8 bidders on this, 11 plan holders. The majority of the bids came in very close to the estimate.
The price, one price was incredibly low.
Incredibly low, and that's why we went through, crunched all the numbers, made sure there wasn't the math there, made sure there wasn't something else. I talked to this contractor specifically, I know him, made sure, you know, he doesn't feel like he missed something, wanted to rescind his bid or anything. He says he's good to go, and the only reasoning I can think is basically we allowed for directional drilling of this, and he's a directional drilling contractor, so he cuts out some of the other fluff with this stuff, the backfill, the pavement, restoration, stuff like that, which really the bid price, assuming those go away, will go down from what it is even now. He's good with it. I don't know, it's probably somewhat, I know he will likely be on the project as an owner-operator, so I'm not sure of the exact specifics on the prevailing wage law. Mark may be able to tell you, but I think he is not subject to it, whereas his other workers would be. And that may be a big system because his whole company is 4 people. So, and this type of job is probably going to take 3 of them at least. So there are some justifications in there for why it is a little bit lower, but I talked to him, made sure he's good with it, talked through everything. He doesn't feel like he missed anything. He's happy. So, in my opinion, I would recommend awarding to him. He's a responsive contractor. I've worked with him in the past. He's got a good reputation in my experience, and I think he's fully capable of doing the work. And the total, there was his bid form. He had the quantities wrong on it, so the total is actually, I believe it's on there. It's been adjusted to $101,827.50, I believe that was. His bid form was 104 and change, but I told him, you know, they had an error in that, and obviously the quantities will be paid per unit cost, and he was fine with all that. So my recommendation on this would be to notify him and award it to him if the board feels comfortable with that. The average of all the bids was about 5% below our estimate, so it's pretty reasonable. Yeah, I was a little shocked when I saw it as well. I think the first one was the high one, and the second one was the low one. So I was like, "Oh gosh, where's the thing gonna go?" But
remind me, how are we paying for this again?
We put it in the budget to come out of the water. And using this, it comes way under. I mean, it comes quite a bit under.
Yeah, significantly. So you'll have significant savings in that budget.
So that I would love to be able to start a capital improvements fund with that, and then. Since we already have an account set up for that, and go for the next project.
The only other thing we have left to do on this is getting an easement there on Strong. I mentioned last time, essentially, we just need to submit an offer to that landowner, their attorney. I met with their attorney. He didn't seem to have any issues with what the plan was. It's just trying to get some kind of compensation for it sounds like. But basically, they just said, make us a formal offer. They've got the paperwork on it and everything else. The doctor, Dr. Savas, is the owner of that property.
he is supposedly going to be back. He's been out of the States, and he's supposedly going to be back in the area in the next week or so. So it may be a good time to get things rolling on that, get it negotiated and executed, and it'll be a great time as far as getting that done before construction begins.
Okay. Questions? And a motion?
Motion to accept the bid from Bob Brown Construction for the water main improvement projects phases 1 and 2 for $101,827.50.
Second that.
Roll call.
Morris?
Yes.
Perry?
Abstain.
Ping?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Truelock?
Yes.
That will, I'll get contract documents kind of together. I'll coordinate with Matt and you. You'll have to sign a few forms.
And then with this project, we'll get water to the new house that's being built.
Yes, and we talked about that in the pre-bid, that for that section there is kind of the priority right now.
Okay.
And we've kind of talked about there's, based on the plan, there's some valving that we can switch over to the other side of a T to try to get that section in passed so a tap can be put on and they can keep working. So they're aware of it, and I envision Bob Brown and it's his boys and one additional worker, and I think they're pretty easy to work with, and they'd be willing to do whatever we got to do to try to get that done first.
Perfect. All right.
Yeah. And then update on sanitary sewer flow study. We're more or less completed with phase one. I met with Matt today to talk about monitoring locations that will be set up in the spring. Currently, we're looking at probably 6 monitors. Our original budget was 5. Matt's going to kind of kick that around a little bit. What we tried to do is tried to split the village in enough areas that you're getting enough information, but not too much, so that we've got a couple at the plant, which they take the east side versus the west side, and then we've got a couple upstream of there trying to break those sections up a little bit more. So we're looking at, I think the smallest section we're looking at is somewhere around 15 to 16% of the total sewers in the community would be monitored. I feel like that's probably a decent chunk. So I think 16%, you're looking at about 12,000, 13,000 feet of sewer at that point to isolate. And if you can identify INI in areas of that size or greater, you can start pinpointing your dollars towards improving those areas. Like I said, that's right now not planned to be started until early next year. Matt, I've given Matt kind of the proposed locations, and he's going to look at it a little bit, and we're going to get back together and then move on from there. From our initial analysis, the Walnut Street pump station over by the park is in pretty poor condition and should probably be considered for replacement soon. The other pump stations are all operable. There's some potential for improvements and or replacements depending on what the flow capacity study comes up with. So, and then motor fuel tax update. I think the rain has pushed us back from completing the seal coat on those roads, which should be either late this week or early next week at this point. They have the material in, so. Is there anything else I need to report on? Well, if you guys have any other questions, feel free to get a hold of me.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much.
I'll get contracts going on the water main stuff. You'll have to sign some things, and it'll be a little bit of a rigmarole there. But
be in on Friday, I think.
Okay,
so
that'll work.
All right. Public Works.
Seal coat, that, from what I heard this morning, will be Monday, October 7th. That's going to be Strong, Condit, Austin, Woodworth Drive, and Whitehead, the areas that we use that cold mix on. So those areas will be problematic, but we're gonna have some limited access to those for, and it'll be very short. It won't be anything like the cold mix process, so.
Okay, on that, that's gonna be what, Monday, Tuesday?
Probably just Monday pending weather.
Okay, make sure we get door hangers up by Friday on those doors that are gonna be affected by that, so.
Okay. Truck routes and alternate truck routes. Since we have redone that route, we need to redo the ordinance for that. I have the routing, so.
Okay.
If you wanna see.
Is that an ordinance form? We have to do that, amend that, okay.
Yeah, I suggest to him that he kind of go over the route with you, make sure it's what you want, and then I'll put an ordinance form, you can just approve it at your next meeting.
Perfect.
And it's, if you wanna see that, there's that.
I need that.
We did get all of our snow route signs installed in Kinderwood and Deer Path, so those are up and ready to go. Which would be Deer Path, Condon, Walnut, and Deer Path subdivision, and we have Bryce and Allison over Kinderwood. Those are our main problem areas, trying to keep people off when we're trying to plow. We did complete our lead and copper water samples today. We got our last sample in for that, so hopefully we'll know relatively soon how we did with our, if we had any lead or copper residual in our water supply. We just had to do a survey for IEPA to kind of get an idea of lead service lines. And I talked to one of the past public works superintendents. He didn't know of any that we had in the system now. And I also talked to DJ, which he's done a lot of work here in town, and he said he's never seen one either. So I feel pretty safe if we don't, but if we do run into one, then we'll replace that if we cut across those. So still waiting on bids for tree removals. That I had in there, so that will happen tonight. I've talked with several structural engineers trying to get a report for the Daggy House so we can tear that thing down as is. We just have to do it where we don't have any dust particles in here. So we have to keep that entire house wet while we're tearing that down. So MSA engineers out of Champaign, they'll be coming in next week, and I don't have a date on that yet. And we're gonna walk through the house. They're gonna verify with the pictures that I sent them that this house will be unsafe to have any end of work yet. So hopefully that will go pretty smooth and we can get that ball rolling on that. So sidewalks, I need to go around and check sidewalks again. I think my budget wasn't as much as my first bid came in at, so I'm gonna have to kind of cut back my scope on sidewalks. I know sidewalks are broken in spots, but if they're not a trip hazard, we can't do anything with them right now. And I'm still waiting from Koenig Truck to come in and take a look at some equipment we're gonna try and trade in and get a plow, a different spreader for that new truck. So that's pretty much all I got.
Do you have anything in your budget, or are you waiting understand the tree removal went pretty smoothly. Do you have stump removal in your budget anywhere?
We will do that.
Okay.
Yep.
Is there a timeline on that?
I don't have a timeline on tree removal yet, so.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think there's a couple stumps left over from last year, what, right
yes.
there. So we're going to compile them all together.
Yep.
It's cheaper that way. Come and do them all at once.
Well, we'll probably take care of the stumps ourselves.
Oh, yeah, okay.
As we did last year.
Perfect. Still cheaper. You rent it one time.
Right.
All right. Any questions? Nope. Okay. Well, thank you. We do not have the police department here. Did we get an update on that?
Yes. All of them are in compliance except the white head one, and she
okay.
sends in a letter.
And she got the letter. Perfect. That was my next question. Any questions about the pool one? Perfect. All right, bills. Treasurer's report. Any questions about the bills? You have a question?
I have a question about one. It's a health insurance bill. And I'm not sure, because I'd be asking about a specific person.
Oh, we're going to go to executive session and on another issue, so if you want to hold it.
I was just wondering why it was so much higher than all of the
Is
others.
Is it the Health Alliance?
Yes.
Yeah, I can explain that. We'll go to executive session, Donna. And I've got a solution for that.
Maybe.
Maybe the other one too.
Okay. Perfect.
The top one.
Because that's 3 months.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, that's easy.
Then my question is answered.
Okay. Perfect. And then I get.
Yes, fine.
All right. Any other questions about bills?
Motion to pay bills as presented.
Second.
A second.
Roll call.
Morris?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Sorry.
Ping?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Trulock?
Yes.
I didn't see any zero credits. Were there any? Okay. All right. Approval of the regular session minutes for August 7th, 2018.
Motion approved. Regular minutes for August 7th.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Perfect. And there's no executive session minutes. All right. Old business. Anybody have any old business that we didn't put on here? Okay. Okay, new business. Purchase of the ESDA truck. Did everybody see the bid in there?
Did we only get one bid?
It's state. This is a state bid contract. Or state.
Yeah, it's a state contract.
It's a state bid. Yeah, I'll get it spit out in a minute. And that was the whole purpose. Give us the state bid price and we'll go local.
Okay. So that's actually the other part I was wondering.
And
I didn't see a name on this. I thought it might
local.
Be a local.
Yeah. Unless somebody has something else to say, I'm not putting lights or striping on it. We're just, here's the truck, here you go. They can put their own lights and striping or fix it up however they want to. So. Unless somebody has something else to say on that. Okay, perfect. So, everybody's had a chance to look at it. I just need a motion. And we can finally get this bot formed since we've been trying for 3 years.
Motion to approve the bid for the 2018 F-150 as presented for $31,187.36.
And a second. Second. Guess that just tables it, right? That's a truck.
I was looking something about opening sect.
We didn't get a second on the buying as the truck, so.
So, if there's no second, then the motion dies for lack of second.
Yeah, if we're not going to do it, we should probably tell them immediately so they don't make any plans.
We will. All right, and that takes care of the second one, so we're not going to donate the old one too, because we can't take their truck away from them. And we'll probably discuss the C in executive session. Unless anybody has any discussion on the job descriptions.
I like it.
I didn't write it. Any discussion on that at all? I guess we could approve the job description.
Oh, sorry.
And then executive session, we can talk about your stuff. So I just need a motion to approve the IT job description if you've had a chance to read it.
Motion to approve the IT system administrator job description.
All right, need a second.
I'll second.
Is that roll call or all in favor? All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody against? All right, perfect. Okay. Usage and tickler files. I have a question. Ah, there we go. All right. Do you have that? On the three that... Wow, just went away. On the three that are highlighted, or four that are highlighted, on the top of that list...
Mm-hmm.
These have all had letters. They had letters back in February 20th, 2018 from Mark. We have one on the top that's ready to go to court. Anybody opposed to taking all of those to court at once?
Is it cheaper?
I think it would be cheaper to do them all at once.
It's cheapest to do one versus four, but if you're going to do the four anyway, then it's cheaper to lob them all together because there's some duplication
filing.
You'll save some money on, and then if there's a court appearance, we would schedule them all at the same time, and so then you're just paying for the one court appearance instead of four separate ones. So that's where it gets cheaper.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Probably.
Are they, is each address a separate filing? If that's the case, we have five.
No.
Okay.
We've got the same owner, then that's not
good. So we would have three.
Yes, you are correct. There would be three filings for a total of five properties.
Yes.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Look at that, saving us money.
Trying, yeah, there you go. All right. So, do we
need this would, I don't think you need to make a motion or anything. I just want to make sure I get direction from my bosses that it's okay to spend their money. And this would get handled by the same special counsel that handled
the other property,
the demolition issue.
Anybody opposed to that? Okay. All right. There you go.
Great.
All right. Cool. Special event. We have one special event permit for due. Or the last three.
No,
this
second
is
the
second
year.
One.
I'll make a motion to accept a special permit for It'll Do on 8/25 from 5 to 12.
Right. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? Aye, perfect. All right. All right, anything for the good of the order before we go to executive session?
I do have one quick thing. Last month, I think it was last meeting, that we were talking about the special permits
mm-hmm.
and the ways that we've been handling them in the past, and I thought we were going to put it on the agenda to look at possibly doing the special permits a little bit differently.
We need to talk about that too. On certain permits, some guidelines of maybe that they can just come in the office and get approved there, or one, at least one board member can say yay or nay, or however we do it, opposed to bringing them all to this. I mean, bigger ones like the It'll Do one where they're going to have 100 people and it's going to go late past that, I can see maybe
yes.
you know, bringing that to the board. That makes sense. But the one person who had the block party, that makes more sense to just do those in-house without bringing them to the entire board.
I agree.
So I'm not sure exactly how to write that up because we'll have to change the ordinance. Will
mm-hmm.
we? We'll have to change the ordinance a little bit. There'll be some tweaking on the ordinance. So if nobody's opposed to that, we'll have that on the next agenda. Make
Sounds
it a little
good.
Bit easier to... Thank you for bringing that up because that is, we were going to talk about that. I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anything else? I'm forgetting. All right, I need a motion to go to executive session.
Motion entering executive session for the only purpose of discussing the employment performance and or compensation of one or more village employees pursuant to 5 LCS 120/2, paragraph C, chapter 1, or section 1.
Second.
Oh, and the acquisition of
Well said.
Too.
Aren't we?
I might have done that before.
Yeah.
Was it good?
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
And the acquisition of land.
Oh.
Need to add that in there.
Well, and the acquisition
it's
land.
More of a variance, but... Still talking price.
Well, we can talk about. We can't talk about zoning changes, but we
no,
can talk
no, no,
about
it's price.
Purchase.
Purchase.
Sorry, I'm looking up the provision that.
Oh, sorry.
Is the exception for land acquisition? So that's what you're waiting on.
Sorry about that. I guess I kind of sprung that on you.
That's okay. I can get it. I just.
It was up in the earlier part of the agenda. We kind of went over, skipped over it so we could do it in executive.
Is that what your motion was?
Yes, it was.
Well, that's what I thought.
And that's what I seconded.
Awesome. Is this a roll call?
Yes.
Morris.
Yes.
Perry.
Yes.
Ping.
Yes.
Stuber.
Yes.
Truelock.
Yes.
All right. We're in executive session. Or we'll take a 5-minute break real quick.